Welcome to another episode of Danny Ocean's Random Podcast, and I'm coming to you from my kitchen this morning, so that's why you can hear the dishwasher going in the background. I'm right next to the coffee pot, brewing up some fresh coffee, which is exciting to me. I like dark roast, and so I ground it up real nice. I put a lot of beans compared to the water, because that's how I am. Pouring my first cup right now, and it's going to be a small cup of coffee. I'm going to put some more to cool off in the fridge so that I can have iced coffee later because it's going to be a warm day today. So what I'm doing right now is pouring a good amount. Into here to put in the fridge for iced coffee later. So excited about that. Going to go ahead and transfer that over to the fridge, and then in a half hour or so it'll be cold enough, it'll be below room temp, that I can add ice to it and it'll be iced coffee without melting too much of the ice. So got that right out of the way, and I'll have a little sip of hot coffee to kind of kick off the morning before it gets too warm. So yeah, I'm excited today. We had fun interviewing the kid Mo yesterday for the radio show that I do. So I do a radio show, for those who don't know, in Portland on Freeform FM, Freeform Portland, which is 90.3 FM or 98.3 FM, depending on the area of the city that you live in. And it was a cool interview. We interviewed the kid Mo, and it was really fun. Wes was there, his videographer, who was a good dude, someone that we've met before at Jammin', and he was very hospitable. We did the interview at his place. You know, with social distancing going on, we've been having to record our radio episodes remotely, then send them into the station for them to play at our time slot. We don't have station access due to COVID-19 social distancing rules in the state. So there we go. So it's been a challenge, but the fun part about it has been all the cool different interviews we've got to do. So, and I'll talk about that later in the episode and about the food place that we stopped afterwards, because later on I interview my wife, which I already recorded this clip, and we talk about plans. I ask her rating on the food place and how it compares to mine and Shado's rating, and I try to spring some dad jokes on her, and it does not go as well, but you'll see later in this episode. So I'm excited this morning, before I finish this episode and drop it out, you know, I'm going to prep some barbecue. Barbecuing is not the right word, and let me clear that up. Man, this coffee's good. So it's only barbecuing if you're slow smoking the food that you're cooking, whether it be meat or veggies or what. That's barbecuing, you know, it's indirect heat, slow smoke, wood's involved, and it's a long cook. That's barbecuing. I think a lot of people from the north and from the west, and probably like the upper northeast too, I don't know, I've just heard, misidentify what actually barbecue is. And it has, you know, if you're just cooking burgers, hot dogs, you know, sausages over the coals, or, you know, on a gas grill at, you know, normal medium to high temperatures, you know, at the normal time you'd cook, or like a steak or fish, that's not barbecuing. That's what you're doing is you're grilling. So there's a difference. So there, you know, there's a more, you know, message. If this bothers you and you think I'm wrong, and you don't want to know that you've been wrong your whole life about what barbecuing is, don't take Danny Ocean's word for it. Look it up. But you are wrong. So you're only barbecuing if you're cooking it over indirect heat. You know what I mean? When people make ribs the traditional slow smoked way, that's barbecuing. Brisket, pulled pork. You can barbecue hamburgers. I've seen people slow smoke hamburgers, but that means you're cooking it for a long time over low heat, like 225-ish, 250-ish range. So most people are not doing that. It's not the way most people make hamburgers. I wouldn't even recommend it. I've tried it before, doing a hamburger over a slow cook, and it's, I mean, it definitely has that barbecue flavor, but it, I don't think it beats just cooking a hamburger over high heat over the direct coals, melting the cheese on there and eating it. But you can do it. But if you want to call it barbecue, it has to be slow cooked. That's just the rules of the game. I didn't make them. I just live by them. So today I'm going to be grilling, I guess would be the best way to put it. Maybe somewhat of a combo of both. I'm going to cook these chicken breast patties that I made barbecue style. They're going to go on first with some wood indirect off the coals. So I guess I am kind of doing a combo of barbecuing and grilling today. I'm excited. I'm going to grill some broccoli as well, some burgers and dogs for the kids. The chicken will take the longest, like I said, because I'm going to start that out on indirect heat. So we'll see how it goes. Excited. I'm always excited when I get to get out on the grill, and when I start cooking, it will be about the time that the Blazer game is on today and the Padres game, so I'll be able to watch both of those while I barbecue, or while I grill, excuse me, either. And so that's exciting. I'll kind of flip back and forth between the two games, depending, you know. I know the basketball game is probably shorter, so I'll maybe watch that more intensely at the start and just flip to the Padres game during the commercials. You know, depending on how they're both going for me. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm excited to drop this episode for everybody. I'm excited that for everyone that's kept listening and for the new listeners that we've had, the growth that we've had, just or the people just toughing it out with me as I feel like the show has gotten better but maybe started rough. It was my first time doing my own podcast, and I think for someone like me, it was smart to pick the format of random because that means I don't have to stick to a set format every time. Like I said, I'm starting this episode off in my kitchen. I want to say real quick, I don't want to go too in the depth through it and toot my own horn this episode, but I'm really grateful and excited to have been awarded a Star Award. So I really don't know that I'm one of the people who deserved it. I just, not to say I completely don't deserve it, or like, you know, but I just feel like, you know, there's a lot of people who've put in work and paid dues. I'm very honored, though. I'll talk more about that later as it gets towards the ceremony. That's not what this episode is focused on, but I just wanted to mention it to the whole Portland hip-hop community. Those who listen to my podcast, very grateful and honored to be receiving the one of the Unsung Hero Awards with a couple of other great people. So thank you for tuning into the podcast today. I'm going to take a break, and we will be back on Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. All right, welcome back to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. So earlier today, well, I just got back from, we did an interview for the radio show that I'm on. They gave us a show. We got to interview the kid Mo. And so for those of you who follow my podcast and also listen to my radio show, that interview will air next Saturday at 2 p.m. on Freeform Portland, 90.3 FM and 98.3 FM. So check that one out. It was a cool interview. Great hospitality by King Wes. Got some cool exotic pops. You should definitely check those out. They're really good. Each of the flavors is like, you know, named after a different Texas rapper, basically. They're really cool. And other rappers. I don't want to say they're all Texas rappers, but check it out for yourself because there's a Mac Dre one as well. Anyway, good stuff. Really like them. So yeah, it was for real, and it was a fun interview with the kid Mo. Good peoples, shout out to their producer I met, Sloth Gang. Yeah, it was really cool. We had a fun interview, so that'll be a good one to check out. And afterwards, we went to this food cart called El Jefe, Mexican El Jefe Mexican Grill, and it is on point. So I just say for those who have been wondering about that place, it is worth checking out. So I got the chicken. Chato got a big ass burrito, which he rated it about a 9 out of 10, which is pretty good. And so I got the whole chicken meal, brought it back home to share with my wife. And so it was like we got a whole chicken, you know what I mean, all grilled, cooked on this really cool barbecue they had out in front of the restaurant, which I'm going to have, or we'll have pictures on my Instagram if you're interested in looking at what the barbecue looked like and the place looked like and the food. Anyway, so it was a full chicken, you know what I mean, cut into pieces. And then we had, it was like a big thing of beans, big thing of rice, and then a big thing of this green salsa. And it was so good. Like, I would say, all similar to Shado, I would rate the overall meal experience a 9 out of 10 on that. So I'm going to come back and ask my wife what her opinion is on it and see what she thinks. You know, what would she rate it out of 10 as well? See if her score matches up close to what me and Shado said with what we got there. But I'm definitely going to make a trip back there when I'm, you know, over in that part of town. Really good. They had some other stuff on the menu that I was interested in trying. So definitely going to check that place out again. Really good stuff. So just giving you guys a heads up, giving everyone a heads up. If you want to check out the Kid Mo interview next Saturday, 2 p.m. on Freeform, it's going to be a great episode. We're going to mix in some good music and all that kind of thing. It's been a real challenge, like, because normally the shows, before COVID, before social distancing, we recorded the shows live at the station, but now we've been taping them, taping the interviews and adding music in later and then sending the file as a complete show for the radio station to air at our time slot. So it's been a challenge. I mean, the upside about it is we've had so far in the 3 episodes we've now taped since we came back to doing our show since COVID and social distancing, it's been 3 completely different interview experiences in 3 different locations, but really cool experiences in their own right. Like what we got to do today, to go out there and meet King West while he was taping the interview with the Kid Mo, was really cool, really great hospitality. Like I said earlier, you know what I mean? Good refreshments, good other stuff, you know what I'm saying? It was all around a cool experience. And, you know, the first, you know, last time when we interviewed Verbs, another cool, different experience, you know what I mean? And before that, when we did Kayla J in Irving Park, you know what I mean? It was just 3 completely different dope experiences that we wouldn't have had the same type of interview experiences had we done it at the station. Granted, the show would have been a lot easier to pull off live at the station, but we wouldn't have had these experiences. So there's an upside for sure, on top of the challenge of throwing together an episode, is we've had some cool interviews for sure. And the one interview guest per show format on the radio show that we've been using as of late, due to the, you know, the difficulties of scheduling interviews and the time of social distancing, has actually worked out better for us. I feel like we can spread the interview out over the full 2-hour episode. It's the downside is, like I said, we have all these cool guests that we have on the list of wanting to get on. It's now going to take longer to get through all these artists, but I feel like we're really giving the artist, you know what I mean, a good in-depth interview. We can put a good amount of music in between each interview segment. So we get a lot of interview plus a lot more music as well. So it works out really good. Not mad about that format at all. So yeah, just wanted to kind of let you know what we did today. It was really cool. So I'm going to come back here after this break and we're going to ask my wife about how she felt about El Jefe Mexican Grill, what she rates it, and then we're going to do some plant time, and hopefully I'm going to hit her up with more dad jokes here. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. We'll be back. All right, welcome back to the show, and I'm back with my wife. And so, as I mentioned, I tried a really good food cart today, and it was called, what was it called?
El Jefe.
And I mentioned Shado's rating of his burrito already and what I thought of the chicken dinner. So I want to see what she thinks, and her rating is close to mine. So what did you think about it?
What kind of scale are we using?
Like 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
I mean, like, I mean, like out of 10.
Well, 9 out of 10.
Nice, for real?
Yeah, for real. I was gonna say 9 out of 10. And the reason I'm not saying 10 out of 10 only has to do with the bones, and just because of the way that like they that he grills the chicken, and he like cuts the chicken in half and lays it flat, you know? So the bones are, I don't know, just kind of weird. So, and I hate picking through bones, but that's the only reason that I would give it a 9. But flavor wise, oh, on point. The like charcoal, not charcoal, charred.
The char, yeah.
The char on the outside of the chicken is amazing. And then that green salsa was good.
For sure, for sure. And the rice was pretty good, right? The beans.
Yeah, the rice and the beans. The rice has kind of a lime kick to it. And then the tortillas were really good too. They were soft corn tortillas.
Right, so we got the chicken, the whole chicken meal, and it came pretty much the whole chicken cut into pieces. Tortillas, a good amount of tortillas. Salsa, I'm getting hungry again.
I know, me
Beans,
too. I'm
and we're about
like,
to finish it
I'm
off.
like, we need to pull
It's
that
all
out.
waiting in the fridge right now.
Oh, that sounds so good.
So yeah, I gave it a 9 also, and Shado also rated his burrito a 9, so we were
Nice.
pretty much all in agreeance.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, he is El Jefe de Pollo.
All right, so I'm definitely gonna go back. It's funny, I actually another person messaged me and said that was like their favorite taco cart, so
Nice.
yeah, so shout out to Trey Ford Deuce.
I'll have to try something like that. The meal thing is enough. The meal that we got was enough for probably a family of four. You could make, I mean, we probably could have fed the kids with it too if it was food they would have
Oh,
eaten.
yeah.
But of course, our kids are picky, so they won't eat it. But for sure, it was like $21, and it could have fed four people.
There's an even bigger version that was, I think, 28, and I don't, what did you say? It's about double the
It's the
sides.
sides, the size of the sides was double. Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. And yeah, they had like, even I saw like the maybe like a half chicken meal on the thing, and it still looked like it had a good amount of stuff with it.
Yeah.
So.
I want to try I didn't try there, so that was our first time there, so I didn't try tacos or anything, but I would really like to give their tacos a try or a burrito or something. I saw on their Instagram one of their videos of, I think, I'm gonna guess it's a quesadilla that had meat in it, and it looked good.
Well, the burrito that he got was like a baby's leg, or like a that's not even like no, like a
A
baby cow's leg.
newborn baby burrito.
Yeah, it was like it was a good size. I was like, when they gave me the bag and stuff, I was like, wow, is this one burrito in here? When he looked, sure enough, it was all one burrito. It was a good size.
Nice.
So yeah, I definitely would go back when I try some of the other stuff on the menu.
Me too.
And anything else you want to say about that place before we talk about?
No, I just think it's probably a bad thing that I tried it because I'm gonna spend way too much money there now. Because the chicken is just, I mean, I'd go there just for the chicken.
Dope. Okay. Well, yes, no complaints. I'm definitely going to go back for sure. So now is it time for plant time?
Sure.
You want to talk about? You got plant stuff that's interesting to talk about?
I mean, I'm sure I can come up with something.
Oof. All right. It's plant time with Mrs. Ocean. Yeah. That's going to be your theme song. You can't escape it.
Okay.
So tell me the most interesting thing about plants in the entire world.
Oh my God, that's what you ask me. The first question you ask me
Every
every
time.
time, and I hate it.
Okay, okay, what's the worst smelling plant you own?
Worst smelling. Oh, that's a good question. My plants are mostly like foliage plants, so they don't, there aren't a lot of blooms on them. So, I haven't really had one that smells super bad yet.
Okay. Want want.
Yeah, I know.
That was a lame answer. I hope you didn't come up with any.
Oh, I know what I can tell you about.
Yes.
The worst thing about having indoor plants.
Ooh, I like this.
The worst thing about having indoor plants is that somehow they can like get infested with different kinds of insects. I don't know how it starts or where it comes from, but I've repotted a
Probably comes from our dog.
no, but I repotted my elephant ear plant into a little or like a slightly bigger pot, and then it got spider mites.
Gross.
Yeah, absolutely gross.
So how do you get rid of those?
Well, I bought this stuff called neem oil. It's supposed to be like organic oil that you spray and it kills the spider mites. So I've had it out on the porch, spraying it down. And then you're supposed to spray it like, I don't know, every week or something. So I've kept it outside and quarantined away from my other plants because I don't want them to get it. But that was pretty sad.
I'm sorry, and good idea to keep it separate while it heals.
Yeah.
So is it gonna be okay now? I mean, did you get all the spider mites?
Well, I treated it for a second time yesterday or today and cleaned it up really good. And I repotted it again because it's growing so fast. So I'm going to give it like another week, see how it does. And it's really enjoying the sun outside anyway. So I'll probably leave it outside for the summer anyway.
Good deal. That's awesome. Okay, here's a good one. What's the weirdest plant name you've ever come across?
The weirdest plant name.
Yeah.
They're all weird. Like, I think, like, who names plants? It's like they're mostly almost unpronounceable. There's some basic ones, like, and I don't even know if I'm saying, I don't know if it's pothos or pothos. And there's Hoya, that's okay. But then there's things like Trendinscauncia or something like that, and Sansevieria, and they have these names that are like so many vowels in them, and you have to really work to sound it out and practice saying it.
Nice. All right. So, did you see any cool plants today when you went on your little adventure in the store?
So I have always wanted it's called a bunny cactus, and you would know it if you saw it. It's like a pretty, popular looking cactus, and it kind of like grows almost like Mickey Mouse ears, like they grow in like flat circle type things on top, stacked on top of each other. And I found one at Walmart tonight, and I was so excited about it. It was only like $6, and it was a good size. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna get this. I've wanted one forever. So I put it in the front of my cart, and I'm like, I'm going around to look at the other plants, and I turned the corner and the pot tipped over. And so I reached down to pick it up, and I got about 7 million little tiny splinters all in my fingers, at my hands, because I was trying to like save it from crashing to the floor. And I was trying to pick out all the little splinters, and they just kept spreading over my hands and on my arms. And so I got out my hand sanitizer, and I had to like spray my hands down and try to like clean the splinters and pick them out. I was probably looked like a crazy person standing there, like closely examining my hands and picking out these invisible tiny little splinters. And so I walked around with the cactus in my cart a little longer, and I was like in pain in all the spots where all those little things were. So needless to say, I put it back on the shelf and decided maybe the bunny cactus is not for me.
Good job. That's an impressive story. Anything else you want to say about plants?
I got that my wish list plant I was talking about, the Mikan,
Nice.
Philodendron Mikan. They're really cool, and the leaves grow this like neat maroonish sort of a color. But I'm a little bit bummed because the person I bought it from, I bought a cutting from her, and I'm rooting it so that I can make a plant out of it, but she left it in her car on that 100-degree day
Oh no.
instead of taking it into her work with her. And so when she met me to give it to me, the water was like, I mean, practically boiling hot. It'd been in her car all day long, and all the leaves on it were like all wilted and curled.
Oh no.
Yeah, so and I it was an expensive cutting. Like a cutting of a plant is usually a few dollars, and I spent $10 for that one little strand.
Oh geez.
So I have it in water and I'm watching it closely, and if it dies, I'm gonna be like, I think you should give me a new cutting.
For real.
For real.
For real.
And I also got to separate my friendship plant and give four of those away to people on the Buy Nothing group. Remember, I talked about Buy Nothing last time?
Yes, but it's a friendship plant, and so you separated them all. That's terrible.
No, it means like you give them to friends because they multiply.
Okay, whatever you got to say to make yourself feel better about what you've done.
What I've done.
Yeah,
It
you should
has
feel
babies, and the babies get bigger, and
awful.
you separate the babies from.
Oh.
You put them to little pots by themselves, and then they grow into big, beautiful pileas. Pileas. I don't know how to say it. See, everything has a weird name.
Is it spelled Pillia? Is that what you're seeing?
Pilea.
Oh, Pelea. Or it's pale A.
Pilea.
Pelea. Wow, I'm losing it. I don't trust the cat. I don't like the way she's looking right now.
Well, she's looking at something. It's probably a fly or
What are you
something.
looking at?
I think she hears my fingernails on this thing and she thinks it's the door. Like she looks like she's about to panic.
That's awesome.
Okay, well, you're allowing too much dead air, so.
Oh yeah, but who cares? It's my show. I can always like cut this out if it's terrible. Coach me on what I can allow on my
Okay.
show, and not. You should be grateful I even let you come on. No, I'm joking. All
Womp womp.
right. Anything else you want to say? Huh?
No, I was trying to think of a Danny story for people this time, but I just didn't. One didn't pop into my head, and I was hoping one would come up in conversation, and it didn't. So sorry to fail you in the Danny story today.
No, I'm not sad that you failed me, okay? But I do have some jokes for you.
And
So,
I'm gonna
no,
head to the
you are not.
kitchen.
Okay. We're gonna get into some jokes because they're gonna be awesome. Why are elevator jokes so classic and good? Because they work on many levels. Whoa, whoa, man down. Hold up, my jokes went away.
Thank God.
So what would you rate that first one?
Negative six.
Okay, here we go. I got some good ones for you. Okay. Want to know why nurses like red crayons? Sometimes they have to draw blood. Don't feel like you're laughing enough. Why do some couples go to the gym? Because they want their relationships to work out. You can at least give like some kind of sound.
Wah, wah.
That was terrible. How can you tell it's a dogwood tree? By the bark. Oh boy. When does a joke become a dad joke?
When Danny tells
When it
it.
becomes apparent. Do you get it?
Yes, I get it.
You didn't laugh, so I don't know if you. Why is Peter Pan always flying? Because he never lands.
Last one.
Well, anyway, Since she is tuned out of my awesome dad jokes like a hater, we're going to take a little break and be back on Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. Thank you. All right, and welcome back to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. And so before I wrap this episode up, I'm gonna talk to you a little more about grilling and barbecuing and the differences in what I'm doing today. So normally when I'll do what's called barbecuing or like slow cooking, I'll use the woods that I prefer is cherry, apple, pecan. I like the pecan and the fruit woods really give off a certain aroma that you can really taste when you're long cooking meats like ribs. And so those are the ones that I would prefer for stuff like that. But it's mesquite. You'll hear people using mesquite, and that works too. But you want to kind of know the differences of the flavor. And if you're using a wood like mesquite, understand that gives off a little extra heat. And so you might want to adjust your portions accordingly. So today I'm going to be doing mainly grilling. Like I said, I am going to put a little bit of wood on and do the chicken on a long cook. But because they're boneless chicken breast patties, it's still not going to be, you know, it's a long cook for those is going to be like an hour probably, because they're not huge cuts of meat. So I'm going to start them direct and finish them indirect, or possibly start them indirect and finish them direct. I haven't figured it out. I haven't figured out which way I'm going to go. I'm going to kind of, I think I may start them direct, you know, like a minute or two each side. Like a minute each side, over high heat, and then move them to indirect and finish them that way. But I'm going to cook some Angus beef. So I got 100% Angus beef burgers. So these should be kind of a step up in the patties that I got last time. And then some turkey burgers this time for the healthy option instead of garden burgers. And then for the sausages, I have some Angus beef hot dogs. We're going to try those. These are longer ones. And I've got some red hot links. So these are already cooked. I'll just kind of have to warm these up on the grill. So they'll be similar to hot dogs. Those will both be short cook items. Those will probably be the quickest things to cook today. So I'll probably throw those on right when the coals first get hot, you know, that's the best time to throw on the burgers, hot dogs, sausages, those kind of things. Sausages that you're going to cook. So depending, usually, or one way you can go is you can throw on the long cook stuff first and let that go first. Then add fresh coals later when you want to do the short cook stuff like the burgers and hot dogs. And or if you're doing steak or fish, those are things that cook really quick on the grill. But I'm going to do the opposite, get the coals started, do the short cook stuff first, the burgers and hot dogs. I'll throw the chicken on at the same time, let the chicken finish off and the veggies, which will also take a little bit longer than the burgers and stuff to finish off. So it'll be kind of like my burgers and hot dogs will be done first, probably the turkey burgers at the same time, and then the red hots will be done. Then the veggies, then the chicken will be done last. But so yeah, we'll see how it goes. That's my plan for today. So I'll be doing mostly what would be considered grilling, but I will be barbecuing the chicken breast boneless patties. So yeah, I love it. Really, grilling to me, or whether it's grilling or barbecuing, is a relaxing thing to me. I know there's a certain amount of prep that goes into it, but like I've already marinated the chicken patties a while ago, so I'm not doing this last minute. I already know all the things I'm cooking. So for veggies, I'm going to be doing broccoli and some carrots over, well, I'll do those each on separate tin foils on the barbecue. And I tried the just flat tin foil last time on the barbecue for the broccoli and it worked. So I'm going to do that with the carrots this time as well. And the cool thing about barbecuing veggies like carrots and broccoli, probably even more so broccoli than the carrots, is that you can overcook the carrots and they get too mushy, but they're pretty forgiving and so is the broccoli. So you can kind of put those to the side while you handle the other stuff and always come back to them, put them, get them back at the right temp and get them going. So yeah, grilling veggies is always a good way to go. It's a way you can eat healthy and still get that barbecue taste. So like I mentioned, or may have not mentioned, what I'll do typically with veggies like broccoli and carrots is I'll coat them in a little bit of olive oil, just enough to cover so that the seasoning will stick. And then I'll use, you know, a seasoning. Either a lot of times I'll use a seasoning where I'll actually make up the seasoning myself. Sometimes I'll use pre-made seasonings, depending. Good ones to go with if you're looking for a little bit of kick and you don't have time to make your own seasoning, which is always going to be best because you can handle the proportions of what you want and you don't have to have any preservatives in there. But Tony's is always a good way to go if you need a pre-made seasoning that has a little bit of kick and can work on meats and veggies. As of course, people always know about Johnny's and Lowry's, which I've come to prefer Johnny's a little bit more lately. Another good one that people use mainly on seafood but can work on other stuff as well is Old Bay seasoning. You know, it's really good for chicken and seafood, but it works on veggies too. I mean, the ingredients in that are just celery salt, celery seed, and then like a couple types of pepper and paprika. That's all that's really in that. So it can work on a lot of stuff. So for me today, because I got a lot going on and we got some housework to do and yard work to do as well, and I want to kind of focus on the game, watching the games while I'm cooking, I am using a pre-made. I'm going to use some of the Johnny's on some of the veggies and some of the Tony's on the other veggies and kind of go from there. And that's what I'm going to use. So I'm excited to get grilling and get that going. And thank you everyone for tuning into this episode. And if you have any recommendations for recipes to try out, let me know, because I'm always looking to, like I said, I'm always looking to try new places. I'm always looking to and try to improve my cooking and grilling as well. I am an amateur, but I know a few things. So I'm always looking for recipe ideas or recommendations. Or if you want any simple recommendations from me, I would say, get the Barbecue Bible by Stephen Reichlin. And it's a good kind of a starter way to learn the differences between grilling and barbecuing, and then kind of go from there. There's a lot of good starter recipes and stuff. I have that, and I got that a few years back when I started getting more serious about grilling and barbecuing, and it was a good starter way for me to understand a lot of the stuff. One other recommendation I would give people, a basic thing, if you're really just an amateur like I was a few years back, is here's the first thing I would do is... I really roll with, I don't really use gas grills. I don't knock anyone who does, and I can't really afford a Traeger. So if you're using coals like I am, and what I would recommend is get a chimney starter. Don't mess with the lighter fluid. Chimney starters are really great. It's just a big tube. You put all the coals in the top. In the bottom, you put some newspaper. Light the newspaper with a lighter. You don't need any lighter fluid or anything. The newspaper goes up, lights all your coals for you. Once the coals are like, somewhat gray on the top and there's flames shooting out instead of smoke, that's when the coals are ready for the grill. So then you just put all the coals in the grill, spread them out evenly. Depending on how you need it set out, sometimes you need like a pile and zones and stuff. But anyway, get all your coals how you need them spread out. And then if you follow those, by the time the flames are shooting out of the chimney starter and the top is already, the top coals are already somewhat gray, by the time you get them spread on the grill, 2 or 3 minutes is all it's going to take to just kind of get your grill heated. You can, get it all oiled up and cleaned off and stuff like that. You're ready to throw on the stuff that goes at high heats at that point, like burgers and hot dogs and stuff. So a chimney starter, man, it'll change your whole perspective. I used to hate when I was like a real, real amateur and didn't know what the F I was doing. I would be like dumping all this lighter fluid, throw the match in there or the lighter, and then whoosh, the flames go up, almost burn my face off 1,000 times probably. But when I really started getting serious to looking into, how to really grill and barbecue, and I learned about chimney starters, I was like, why have people not been always doing this? So get a chimney starter is number one. Get you some wood. Use natural charcoals you can find natural charcoals. You know what I'm saying? Don't use all that stuff that has like, don't use matchlight charcoals, any of that stuff that has like the lighter fluid already in it. None of that stuff, because you don't need that with a chimney starter, and that's just chemicals that are going to go in your food. So if you, now I'd say the easiest to cook with and the most forgiving are just preformed charcoals. If you want to get the like lump charcoal, that's even better. But you got to be more mindful of your cook. Lump charcoal doesn't always, you know, they're in different shapes and stuff like that, and it doesn't burn as evenly, but it's going to give off a greater flavor because that's wood based and stuff. But like I said, you got to be, lump charcoal is when you're ready to be more of an expert. I use it sometimes, but depending on what I'm cooking. For what I'm doing today, I could definitely use lump charcoal, but I don't have it. But normally if I'm doing like a long cook with ribs, I won't do the lump because I'm already going to have wood in there, you know, for my flavor, like cherry wood. Usually if I'm doing ribs, cherry or apple. So I'm not going to use lump charcoal. I'm going to use normal charcoals for it to burn evenly, keep that temperature good, and then the actual wood for the wood flavor. But if you're doing like short cooks, lump charcoal is an awesome way to go. And it'll give, you know, that, it'll give a little hint of that wood flavor to stuff that you're cooking really quick. So yeah, starters is know the difference between the type of charcoals to get you some wood and a chimney starter. And then I would, yeah, you know, watch some of the experts, like watch the barbecue competition shows, watch Steven Reichlin, that kind of thing. Learn from people that you know. And that's kind of helped me get to the level of medium where I'm at probably now. So really excited to cook today. I'm really excited that you tuned in to my podcast. Once again, you can hear this podcast almost anywhere podcasts are: iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public. Coming soon to even more platforms. I really appreciate everyone that has listened to the podcast. I'm going to keep up with the regular episode like I promised. So episode 16 will be along shortly. Thank everyone for listening to episode 15. And if you do like it and do recommend it, please tell a friend, tell a family member where to find the podcast. You can download these, listen to them wherever you want or whenever you want. That's one of the cool things about making a podcast. I love doing radio. It's my probably main love with broadcasting, but it's like tune in now or you can listen to the replay. I guess, so in a way, that's similar to a podcast, but there's something cool about being like, yo, the podcast dropped, download it, and listen on your own time. So I'm excited about that, that having this podcast, and we're going to be back with another episode soon. Yeah, tell me your barbecue recipes. Like I said, I would love to know. Thanks for listening to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. We will be back next time.